Who is John Bolton? Donald Trump's defense team seemingly ignored former National Security Advisor John Bolton's bombshell revelation that tied Ukrainian aid to an investigation into the Bidens when Jay Sekulow put up a slide stating that not a single witness says President Trump linked investigations to security assistance or a formal White House meeting with Ukraine. And according to new revelations related to the leaked Bolton book manuscripts, John Bolton was concerned with relationships the president had with dictators around the world and that Trump was doing favors for these dictators, specifically Turkey and China. The one person on Trump's defense team who referenced the bombshell Bolton manuscripts was Alan Dershowitz, who added, "Nothing in the Bolton manuscript revelation constitutes an impeachable offense." Well, it's as if just wanting Trump to be this good, honest, honorable president will somehow make it true. The call for witnesses is growing even louder in the Senate's Republican ranks, is becoming more of a likelihood on a daily basis. Some Republicans are calling for a witness swap, basically, where if John Bolton is called, then possibly one of the Bidens would be called. The problem is that it's the president himself who's on trial here, with first-hand witnesses like John Bolton corroborating the wrongdoing, whereas there's simply no evidence that suggests the Bidens did anything wrong. The idea of calling the Bidens for testimony has more to do with the aim of tarnishing their reputation than being relevant to the president's impeachment trial. Trump's lawyers will wrap up today, and on Wednesday we'll begin the 16-hour question-and-answer session. Investigators are still trying to determine what brought Kobe Bryant's helicopter down, which was piloted by a highly capable pilot. However, he was operating in almost blinding fog. Well, Trump plans on releasing the details of his Middle East peace plan today, which currently lacks support from any Palestinian leader. Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, was indicted today as well, having been charged with bribery and fraud. He will be the first sitting prime minister in Israel's history to face a trial. Netanyahu, in Trump fashion, declared that all of this is, of course, a witch hunt. In some offbeat news, folks, Newsweek is reporting that an elderly woman survived a fall from the seventh-floor window in New York City because she landed on a crate full of vegetables and fruits that were sitting on the sidewalk down below. Barbara Heller accidentally fell out of the window after leaning out of the window. The 76-year-old sustained a number of injuries from the fall, including a pierced lung, broken pelvis, and a broken rib, to which her husband said, "It's amazing she even survived." No more peeking out the window, Barbara, for now. The Citizens Journal in Malaysia is reporting that two Indonesian islands have vanished due to rising sea levels. Betet Island and Gundul Island are now 1 to 3 meters below sea level, with four other nearby islands that are likely to be the next casualties of rising sea levels. Of all the lost islands, Betet was part of their national park system. Well, today, LeafDesk.com is reporting that cannabis might just save global bee populations. This interesting report says that bee populations thrive in marijuana crops, largely because marijuana propagation requires no pesticides or chemicals. Even industrial-grade hemp that's grown is helping bees, and evidently, although hemp lacks nectar, it produces an abundance of pollen, which is attracting a wide range of bee species. The report says that because of its temporally unique flowering phenology, hemp has the potential to provide a critical nutritional resource to a diverse community of bees and may help sustain agroecosystem, a wide pollination range of services for other crops in the landscape. So I guess here, folks, if you just like bees or depend on their pollination for your crops, plant more hemp. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.